Am I speaking to Michael?
Yes, you are.
Yes. Can we start now?
We can start. We're ready. We don't see your video, but can you see ours?
Yeah, I'll give it in a second.
Beautiful.
I'll give it in a second.
Beautiful. We're ready.
Yes, Michael, do you see me?
It's just beginning to come in.
There!
About one.
So now, Narasimha Kumar will be asking the questions, I believe you have said them. So, and I start answering them. So, shall we start with the first question?
Yes, Bhagwan.
Shall we start with the first question?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
First question, what should we do at this critical time? Best serve the dharma and to facilitate Vishnu.
One is the practice of inner integrity. The other is we have a definite plan for 2012. Now this phenomenon, which is normally called the Amma Bhagwan phenomenon in India, or the oneness phenomenon, began in the year 1989. Now 1989 was the time when we believed that the new age was conceived, which led to a shift of energies. So 1989 was the year when there was an energy shift. That's why we had the Berlin Wall collapsing, the reunification of West Germany and East Germany, the fading away of communism, and we saw the incident in Beijing, where there was a student strike, the teaming strike thing, and I met lots of people from all over the world who underwent a great transformation in the year 1989. The Avon phenomenon began in the year 1989. Now, we believe that in the year 2012, there could be another much more powerful energy shift. Now, when it happened in 89, people were not aware of the energy shift. But then the German Navy was quick to demolish the Berlin Wall and people destroyed communism. They could not have done it, but for the energy shift. Now, in 2012, there's going to be a major shift of energy, which people from all walks of life could make use of. For example, healthcare workers can change people's perception in the year 2012, because if the energy is changed, perception changes. Similarly, businessmen can make use of it, environmentalists can make use of it, and artists can make use of it, politicians can make use of it, to bring about changes in governance, so all can make use of it. And spiritual people would also make use of it, no matter what their teaching is or what their perceptions about God are. Everybody can make use of this. It's like when there's electricity, you can make use of it for any purpose that you want. So these higher energies can be made use of to bring about a perceptual shift, which will lead to a rise in consciousness levels. So that is 2012. Now what I want from you to achieve this objective is, I do not want level 1, level 2 courses happening in Italy or Fiji or in India. I want the oneness trainers themselves to conduct these courses in their own countries. Not only that, they shall initiate people into becoming blessing givers. There is no need for them to come to any of these countries, Fiji or Italy or India. It is enough. In their own countries, they themselves can initiate people into becoming a blessing givers. If that is done, the charges would be very low, a large number of people would be doing it, there could be an explosion of God's blessing givers. That is for 2010. In 2011, it's a growing phenomenon. So in 2011, power would be so much that a blessing giver can himself initiate, he need not be a trainer. A blessing giver himself can initiate another person to becoming a blessing giver. So big explosion happens in 2011. And in 2012, these blessing givers should form groups, small groups, medium-sized groups, or large groups in villages, in cities, towns, wherever they want. But they must form groups. To them, we'll teach a special kind of diksha, which they will give to each other. Suppose there are 100 people in a group, or you are there for 24 people, you start giving dikshas to each other in a very specified manner. And that is done there in 2012, because of the energies. We are not responsible for those energies. That is being produced by nature. We are merely making use of it. What happens? There will be tremendous changes in your consciousness. You will start growing in your consciousness. Now what would happen is, if you are a Christian and you are devoted to Christ, you would experience Christ consciousness. If you are a Muslim, you would experience the essence of Islam. If you are a Buddhist, you will experience Buddha consciousness. If you are a Hindu, you may experience Krishna Rama consciousness. It's completely yours. It's your choice. And this change in consciousness is not something which comes and goes. It's a permanently altered state of consciousness. So people start living with this kind of consciousness, Christ consciousness, Buddha consciousness, Krishna consciousness, Islamic consciousness. When that happens, how do you expect there will be problems in the world? All these problems exist because we are functioning from a lower level of consciousness. The level goes up, problems will naturally cease. That is what we are hoping to achieve. So after that, now all this work must be done by yourselves. We do not want to guide you from India. We'll give you help. We'll give you teachings. We'll train you. But you are on your own. To us, the individual is very, very important. So we do not want you to call this as one is trained with another sometime. And maybe it's useful to use it for sometime. You are a trainer, that's all. Michael Miller is a trainer in his own right. So he will take things from one list. He could be things from any other field. He can create his own courses. All of you can do your own thing. That is oneness. Oneness is to set man totally and unconditionally free. We had a center called Satyagraha. It was a huge board at the entrance. He said, this place exists to set man totally unconditionally free, including freedom from Amma Baba themselves. That is the ultimate freedom. So we want you to be on your own, starting 2010, as early as possible. And you will conduct your courses, you will initiate people. That's why you want to cooperate with me. And in 2011, the blessing givers will start cooperating with themselves, initiating blessing givers. And in 2012, you should help me by forming small groups or big or medium, whatever you want, and start giving each other the kind of blessing we will be teaching you. And you start growing rapidly. And when that happens, you are bound to affect world consciousness. That is 2012. Of course, we get rid of in 2013, 2014, of course, or why not in 2012 itself? And of course, energies keep growing, and many wonderful things will be happening, and we'll be growing and growing and growing. There's no end to it. But what we want to do is help you in 2013 and 2014 to stabilize. After March 2014, we want to fade away from the scene. Amma Bhagwan and all the rest of us, we want to return to very normal, simple, anonymous lives. We will not claim anything like, oh, we did something for oneness, and we will not claim any significance, nor any importance, or write a measure in any affair. That is the best way to destroy oneness. Oneness shall live in your hearts as a living experience. Your hearts shall be the temples, not some temple out there. So you will have it in your heart, and you will pass it on from generation to generation. Well, we have got to quickly fail it on the scene. This is the whole program. So you have to cooperate with me in this. That's all there is to offer. So I move on to the next question.
So that individually and collectively as a community.
Yes, you should as a community start practicing inner integrity, because it's a small community. There's no danger in practicing inner integrity or even external integrity if you think it's possible. Otherwise, inner integrity, helping out each other, and you must learn the art of listening. And if someone has a problem, the others must listen without judging or condemning. Mere listening will make other person grow. At least 50% will grow if you just listen to him like a friend without any judgment or any condemnation whatsoever. That's the first thing. And as you listen, Somewhere you might feel, okay, let me touch him on his head or his shoulder or hold his hand or just cry with him. And if you do that, you'd almost be healed. You'd be growing tremendously in spiritual terms. So that's what you've got to do. But that's only one part. The other thing is to quickly start getting ready for conducting the courses yourself. That's the most important thing. And you must start initiating people into becoming blessing givers. You have no time to waste. Your clear-cut plan for 2010, 2011, 2012, 3 years. Time is running out. This phenomenon began in 89. It was being controlled by us for certain reasons. Now we have come to a point where we cannot control it anymore. We should not control it anymore. It has to be let loose. And letting it loose means the charges must come down. And we should not poke our nose. There should be so many courses which you have attended to become a oneness blessing giver or to grow. The diksha become enhanced. It will do wonders. But the courses, so many of them, they are actually tampering with the power of the diksha. It's getting reduced. So it's a two chains. One is the money part, which is so expensive. That has to go. Yeah. I don't like people charging. Because you may have to make expenses, you may be living upon them. But not huge charges. That should go. The other is asking people to take so many courses, not required. So if these two chains are removed, the phenomenon will explode and you'll be here. So that's it.
There you go.
It should possibly happen in December itself. In December itself.
Level 1 and level
2, the moment they come here, we give some training in the start of almost immediately, probably by February or so. And level 3 is my interacting with you. We are not born into depth, into spirituality. This is the first time we are meeting. But as we meet more and more, probably we could meet once in a month. So we would be going much deeper into spirituality. That is level 3. It's not a course, it's my interaction with you. That is level 3. Next.
Thank you for your attention. One, we love you and our mother very much.
Thank you so much. Love you all so much. So let's go together very, very fast. Let's achieve our mission of 2012. Love you. Michael, love you so much for organizing this program. And with you. Love you all.
Now, he said he would meditate with us for 3 minutes, so why don't we do that together? It was kind of hard to hear the questions that were being asked. Do you want to know what they were?
Yes.
It might make his answers more reasonable. First of all, we said, Sri Bhagwan, we all want to express our deep love and gratitude to you and Amma for your grace in our lives and on this planet. Thank you for setting right the direction of the oneness movement. Many of us have been praying for a long time for the changes that are happening now. We want to offer you our full support and appreciation. Amma Bhagavan Sharanam. And then these were the questions. And he has a list of all of your names. So he saw who was here besides seeing your faces. First question was, Sri Bhagwan, what could we do at this critical time to best serve the Dharma and to help facilitate the vision of Amma Bhagwan? The second question was, Sri Bhagwan, what could we be doing now to help ourselves grow spiritually as quickly as possible, both as individuals and collectively as a community? And the third question was, Sri Bhagwan, many blessing givers want to know when we'll be able to make arrangements to come to India to be with you and Amma and to meditate with you in the Oneness Temple. Do level 3 and offer levels 1 and 2 in America. That was three questions in one.
That's good.
They said we only had 3 questions. So, we had to work on it. So, and then thank you for your darshan, Bhagwan. We love you and Amma very much.